Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, they want the children to worship Satan. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Good to have you with us today. Folks, I tell you, as crazy as the country gets, it takes a lot to surprise me, and I was somewhat surprised to learn today that the Prince of Darkness is now allowed to groom children in our public schools. And I figured, well, what the hell? You're going to have the drag queens in there, now you got little Satan and his evil demons. What a mess our country is in, ladies and gentlemen. So the news coming out just mere moments ago, a federal judge has ruled that public schools, or at least a public school in Pennsylvania, must accept a Satan club. This is from the Morning Call newspaper, and it's all over the place. This news just breaking a few moments ago. Lehigh Valley, a school district there, must allow an after-school Satan club to meet on campus. And it's really just as horrifying as you might imagine. The federal judge in this case, John Gallagher, who was appointed to the bench by none other than Donald John Trump himself. The judge says that the school district broke the law by refusing to allow the club to be on campus. And people are really upset about this, moms and dads, and rightfully so. They don't want their children recruited to the dark side. The judge says that the club must be allowed to meet on campus. He rejected the club's demand that the school district distribute flyers and permission slips. Now, a lot of this is happening as a result of what they call equal access laws. In other words, if you're going to have a little Christian club on campus, if you're going to have a home economics class on campus, then you will have to allow Satan and his demons onto the campus. But dare I say, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect, based on some of the stuff coming out of our public schools these days, that Satan has been on public school campuses for a very long time. So anyway, we have not gotten any official word from the Lake of Fire, but no doubt the evil one must be very happy today. Now, the Satanic Temple is sponsoring the club, and they say they don't believe in a literal Satan, but they use Satan as a figure, a symbol of reason, independence, and free thought. So, look, here's what's going on, and you can't really get bought into the horror of this, even though it is horrible, but this is all part of a scheme by the atheists and the agnostics and the free thinkers to destroy any sort of Christian club on campus, whether it be the Good News Clubs or the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And by the way, FCA chapters are all over the place. Well, The secularist and the atheist literally want to eradicate the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And they feel like this is the way to do it because they know that people are going to be horrified if there's a club on their campus that is celebrating Satan and worshiping Satan. So a lot of organizations are spitting nails over this. And I get it. But ultimately, this is about going after the Good News Clubs. This is about going after the Christians, and they want the Christians off of those public school campuses. And here's how it will go down. They're going to say, all right, you can have the Christian clubs, but we have to accept the Satan Club. And if you don't want to accept the Satan Club, then we recommend just doing away with all clubs. That's it. No more clubs on campus. And you're going to have the people say, well, fine, if that's the choice, fine, no more clubs. But ladies and gentlemen, from the very beginning of our great nation, the greatest in the history of the world, from the very beginning, Christianity has been an influence in the public school classrooms. Boys and girls were praying to Almighty God. They were not praying to Lucifer. So it's been over time that the secularists have conquered and taken over our public school system. So anyway, there you go. The federal judge saying that the school in Pennsylvania must accept the Satan Club. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. We'll be taking your reaction on that story today. That's 844-747-8868. Now, last night, Joe Biden was hanging out with the Muslims over at the White House, one of their big holidays, and they were having a big event, a big party, a shindig. No, Dylan, I do not believe the Muslims were eating ribs. Probably not. No, that's not they don't do the ribs. It was a kosher event. Well, pardon me, but you get the point. They don't eat the pork. So anyway, you got all these Muslims in the White House. The mayor of one community, this is a crazy story, but this guy has been the longest serving Muslim mayor in American history. And the guy was on his way to the White House when he got a call saying, you know what? Yes, sorry, you're not allowed. The Secret Service will not clear you to come into the White House complex. And so this guy's all upset, and you got the Council on Islamic American Relations. They're all upset, and they're saying, oh, this is Islamophobia. But I don't know. Clearly, the Secret Service knows something. And whatever it is, it was bad enough where that guy could not step foot on White House soil. So anyway, while all this was happening, President Biden gets up there, and this guy is a complete mess. You had Biden talking about Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, and talking about how good-looking she was. And at one point, Biden was like, we've got the audio, cut number three.
We also have members of the House of Representatives here. Congressman Omar, where are you, Congressman Omar? There you go. God love you. I'm not supposed to get in trouble for saying this, but you look beautiful tonight.
Oh, my. Come here. Let me sniff your burqa. Wow. That's insane. So, first of all, did Biden get in trouble? I didn't hear anybody gasp when Biden said God instead of Allah. Should have said, right? I mean, you got to be politically correct here. I'm just saying. Some people get real sensitive about that kind of stuff. But anyway, we have no confirmation that Biden sniffed anybody's burqa. Then there's this guy, and there's always this guy in the group. And it doesn't matter if you're giving a small speech or a big speech, there's always somebody, given the opportunity, that's going to try to make a name for themselves. So anyway, Biden is going around introducing all these important Muslims in the room, and he forgot somebody who happened to be a federal judge. And so somebody on behalf of the federal judge spoke out, and I'm trying to set this up. We're going to play the audio, but I need to set this up for you. So somebody was speaking, and then the guy just wouldn't shut up. It wasn't like, oh, Mr. President, you forgot about so-and-so. The guy just wouldn't stop. All right, let's take a listen to what happened.
Hey, Judge, how are you? I don't know why you wanted the job, man. I appoint all those federal judges, but, you know, thank you for serving. I'm not kidding. You want to come and make a speech? Hush up, boy.
Did I hear him correctly? I believe I did. He said, hush up, boy. Play it again.
Hush up, boy.
My goodness gracious. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Todd Starnes is a son of the South, and I know something about Southern history. Of course, it was long before I was born, long before I became a citizen of this world. There was a pretty terrible thing in the South. They had the Dixiecrats, and these were Democrats, and they hated black people. The Democrats hated black people. They didn't want black people to vote. They didn't want them to have any rights, right? The Jim Crow laws. I mean, that was all the Democrats. I know people forget about this, and they don't like to remind people of their history. But in the South, there were Democrats, and they were racist. It was a terrible time in American history. Well, anyway, Joe Biden, and you got to go back in time here, but Joe Biden, in how many speeches have we heard this, where he would talk about the good old days where you may disagree with a lawmaker, but then you would go and break bread with them. And Joe Biden, being from Delaware, which by some inclinations and some indications, some consider to be a southern state, it is a stretch, I know. But Biden would talk about how he would love to go out and have lunch and break bread with all the segregationists. And this is not once or twice that he has done this. I mean, Joe Biden has embraced these racist men. As a matter of fact, Joe Biden, I do believe, eulogized Robert KKK Byrd, who was a leader of the KKK, the Ku Klux Klan. So Joe Biden has a great affinity for all of these people. So as I was listening, can we play that little clip again?
Hush up, boy.
Hush up, boy. Hush up, boy. Play it one more time.
Hush up, boy.
Hush up, boy.
Hush up, boy.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I've been able to analyze the cadence. And that Joe Biden sounds a lot like the Dixiecrats of the old South, who told black Americans, you hush up. You're not allowed to speak now. And I am shocked, not really, shocked, it's theater of the radio. I am shocked, I tell you, that no one in the media called out Joe Biden for telling somebody who was a Muslim in that room to hush their mouth. You hush, boy.
Hush up, boy.
Nobody said anything about it. Now, I want you to think about this for a moment, and don't think too long or too hard, but just think about this for a moment. What do you think they would have done if Donald Trump had told a room full of Muslims to hush up? What do you think the media would have done? They would have run him out of the White House before the end of that party. I'm just telling you. But nobody's talking about this. But that, ladies and gentlemen, was a little bit of Joe Biden is a Dixiecrat racist coming out. And we've seen these. We've seen these glimpses of Joe Biden. But I think Kamala Harris pegged this guy right during the debates, when she all but accused him of being a modern day racist. But again, it's just my observation. I'm not the one who told a Muslim man, hush up, boy. Hush up. Ooh, mercy me. Kind of sounds like Buford Pusser and the old Smokey and the Bandit, right? All right, got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and in just a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You'll have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime, and you'll see transparent pricing on every coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. And this new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com to get started. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com or call 866-649-0304. That number again, 866-649-0304, and start investing today. All right, welcome back, everybody. I don't know what kind of snacks you're going to be serving at Satan Club. Good Lord. I don't know, devil's food cake maybe? I don't know. But the idea that we are going to be forced to allow these Satan clubs into our public schools under the orders of a federal judge, it ought to wake everybody up here. I hope you understand what's happening to your country. Folks, once America stops being a Christian nation, it becomes a secular nation. And what happens when you have a secular nation out there? Well, you get chaos. I mean, you got a free-for-all, and that's what we've got right now. I mean, just take your pick. You want Rome, Greece, because that's where we are going to end up. The culture is in chaos. It's in turmoil. And what's going to happen? Well, sooner or later, we will then become a socialist nation and then a communist nation. It's really that simple. And it's not rocket science. That's just the way it works. No, I'm not saying devil's food cake is satanic. I'm just trying to make a joke. All right, come on, folks. It's Tuesday. So anyway, I've got to play some audio for you. We have an update for a story. This is so insane. But the crime in Memphis, Tennessee is just off the charts. Keep in mind, 4,500 cars stolen in New York City since the first of the year, over 5,000 here in Memphis. And so yesterday, Sunday night, in front of a very popular hamburger joint, sort of a family restaurant, this is what it sounded like.
Oh, what the f***? Oh.
It was a gun battle right out in front of the restaurant. People were diving for cover under tables. As a matter of fact, here's an eyewitness to all of this.
Everybody got under the table. People were crying. You know, it was just the whole, like, I'm not believing this. I know I'm not believing this because I'm seeing the fire coming out of gun, which I've never seen, you know, in a direct kind of way, and hoping nobody would get killed.
So right now, Republicans, the governor of the state of Tennessee, along with two Memphis lawmakers, want to take away the guns from law-abiding citizens. They want to enhance the red flag laws, and they want to take away guns. So my question to you is this. These people sincerely thought that the gunmen were going to come in to the restaurant and start shooting. They had no idea that these guys were just wanting to carjack automobiles. So if you can imagine, you're eating the hamburger there with your wife and your kids, and all of a sudden the gunfire breaks out. You wind up under the table. I have a question for you. Would you feel safer at that moment with or without a gun in your hand? Because a lot of the people in that restaurant thought they were living their last moments on earth. So fortunately, there was an off-duty police officer. He engaged these thugs and shot one of them. That individual taken to the hospital. You ready for the kick in the pants today, ladies and gentlemen? The morons didn't even bother to handcuff the guy to the bed. So now he's out. They let him out of the hospital. So you've got these thugs that are running around free in Memphis, Tennessee right now because of our radical George Soros district attorney. How did they not have the guy handcuffed to the bed? Jeez a Lou. It's an honest question, ladies and gentlemen. All you anti-gun people, somebody comes in and starts shooting up a restaurant, would you feel safer with or without a gun? 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. If you are looking for MyPillow, you will not find it in the big box stores. And the reason why, it's pretty awful. MyPillow's been canceled by the cancel culture mob. And that's why Mike Lindell wants to sell directly to you. And that comes with some great savings. You're going to be able to get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for their classic standard pillow. Normally $69.98, now only $19.98 with the promo code STARNS. MyPillow does more than just pillows. They have over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers, even doggy beds and human beds. Go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. And use the promo code Starnes or call 800-544-8939. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes or call 1-800-544-8939. Use the promo code Starnes. Put a bow on this whole after-school Satan Club story here. We were founded as a Christian nation. We were meant to be a Christian nation. Any school that allows the Satan worshipers to set up shop needs to be immediately shut down and defunded by the government, period. I mean, do you really want your tax dollars being used to fund Satan clubs on American public schools? I don't think so. All right, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. CBS News has a brand-new poll out. They talked to all of you Republican voters out there, and they asked a question about the 2024 Republican nomination. Would you prefer, what would you like, what are you looking for in your candidate? So this is interesting. 85% of those surveyed, Republican primary voters, 85% say they want somebody that's going to challenge woke ideas. 85%. 66% say they want a candidate who opposes any gun restrictions. 61% say they want a candidate who will get out there and say Trump won in 2020. And 57% say they want a candidate who makes liberals angry. So out of all the people that are either running or thinking about running, who do you think that best represents? 85% challenge woke ideas. Who do you think represents those values? Is it Donald Trump? Is it Ron DeSantis? Is it Vivek Ramaswamy? Is it Nikki Haley? Mike Pence? That guy we always forget who's running, who used to be the governor of Arkansas. Wait, what's his name? Oh, yeah, Asa Hutchinson. Thank you very much. Who do you think best represents those values? And I'm curious, what are you looking for? What are you looking for in a candidate in 2024 for the White House? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, Trump by far. I mean, it's unbelievable. According to the CBS poll, 58% supporting Trump, 22 for DeSantis. And it goes downhill from there to 0% right now for poor Asa Hutchinson. It's terrible. By the way, did you catch him on Fox News last night? I was going to say Tucker Carlson's old show. So last week they had Brian Kilmeade, and Lord loving people like Kilmeade on the curvy couch. They did not like Kilmeade 8 o'clock Eastern time. And the ratings were so bad. As a matter of fact, late yesterday, the ratings for Friday's show came out. Folks, I kid you not. It's 1.1 million people. 3 million people watch Tucker every night the last week that he was on the air. Now that number down to 1.1 million. And by the way, Sean Hannity's numbers, he's still winning the time slot. But he's lost half of his audience. What does that tell you about what people are saying about Fox News? So anyway, they decided, well, you know what? We're going to make a statement. We're going to put Lawrence Jones, who claims to be a libertarian. He's all of, what, 29, 30 years old. And this guy was so far out of his league last night. He interviewed Asa Hutchinson. And we're going to play a clip of it. It's ugly. I mean, it really is ugly. I watched that interview, and I felt bad for Asa Hutchinson. And it takes a lot for me to feel bad about any rhino out there. But Lawrence Jones kept interrupting the guy, wouldn't let the guy answer a question. And when he did answer the question, Lawrence Jones screamed at him. And then at the very end, and you will hear this, at the very end, Lawrence Jones just like says, okay, great to have you on. And Hutchinson said nothing. It was very awkward. Cut number 11.
I understand that you are for free speech and all these other issues. And like I said, respectfully, sir, I understand that you're for economic freedom and all that. Those are the typical Republican positions. And that would work back in 2008 or even 2006. But there's a different Republican Party now. And when I ask you the question, why are you running? It seems like you're opposed to all of the things that the modern day Republican Party stands for. What do you say to that?
Well, I disagree with that. I lowered taxes in Arkansas. That's a Republican position.
Again, the
position.
Typical Republican
I created
talking
surpluses.
Most Republicans
no, no, no,
have
Lawrence,
that position.
Lawrence, Lawrence, you've got to listen to me as well. You've got to listen as well. We balance the budget. That's what Republicans do. We lead in this country on conservative principles. And whenever you're looking at our values, I stand second to none in terms of fighting for pro-life values and conservative values. Yeah. Look at my record, Lawrence,
Governor,
and you'll
I just
see that.
I just went through your record here. And as I said, and I gave you credit, for the normal Republican positions, you're right in line. But this is a new Republican Party. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
Poor Hutchins is like, what is this all about? What's going on? So this, what we saw last night, and I'm curious if any of you folks watched Fox News. I know most of you have turned off Fox, but there may be a handful of you who watched this last night. It was painful. This was just a minute and 7 seconds of what was a very long and arduous and very confrontational interview. It was just bizarre. So Lawrence Jones was trying to prove that he can be the next Tucker Carlson. And that means he doesn't have to think or be thoughtful or be winsome. All he has to do is yell, yell, I'm yelling at you, yell, and then bang my hands on the table and, oh, then I'm going to rustle. I'm doing this because I'm angry. Oh, geez, I didn't mean to. I needed that piece of paper. Whoops. Look, folks, that's not what a talk show host makes. No, no. You got to be able to have a conversation. You got to be able to. You just can't scream at somebody. Hello, I'm Lawrence Jones. I'm the black libertarian here at Fox. And we've got Governor Asa Hutchinson on. And Governor, thank you for coming on the program with us. Are you a racist, sir? I mean, geez, hello, whoa. We went like 0 to 70. I'm like, what the heck? I'm just saying. All right, 844-747-8868. Let's go to James in North Carolina, listening to us on The Talk Station. Hi, James, what's going on?
What's going on, Todd? How you feel, man? You doing all right?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
The reason they picked Lawrence is because if you don't watch him, you're a racist, man.
Oh, that's it.
Okay,
that's it.
I love Lawrence, though. I do like Lawrence, man. I watch him quite a bit, and I think he's a good guy, and I like him. But the only reason they picked him is because if you don't watch him, you're a racist, man. And it's easy to see through that. And I want to talk about that poll.
Look, yeah, let's get to
Trump
it.
President Trump is the person that's going to be the nomination. And I think he ought to pick Tulsi Gabbard for vice president, man, because she was a Democrat. But if you listen to her, she sounds like a Republican. She's a woman, and she's also a war hero. And I don't think anybody could have much beef with her. What do you think?
Well, for one thing, she is a Democrat. She is pro-abortion. And I think that's going to be a hard pill to swallow for a lot of evangelicals out there, you know, so she is to the left of them on every culture war issue. But the reality is, so is Donald Trump to some extent. I mean, Trump is pro-life, but I don't know, James, you know what? We'll open that question up to the audience. Ladies and gentlemen, what say you? should President Trump pick Tulsi Gabbard as his running mate? James, appreciate the call. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. If he does that, I think he loses a lot of evangelical voters. And I don't know, maybe he picks up independents. Maybe, just maybe, he would pick up a few Democrats. But would it be enough to make up for the fact that the evangelicals left him? All right, let's go to Ethan in Wisconsin. Hi, Ethan, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. How's it going today?
Going well. Thank you for asking.
That's great.
All right. Thanks for the call. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Constant Contact's digital marketing tools help small businesses keep up, excel, and grow. And now you can give yours a big push with SMS marketing. Send timely offers and important updates that break through and get a response. Use our automation and AI to know what to say, when to say it, and send it automatically. Constant Contact takes the guesswork out of marketing and delivers the tools to help the small stand tall. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started for free today.
You know, folks, I talk to a lot of small business owners out there, and they tell me one of the biggest challenges is just finding reliable job seekers, people who are actually going to show up to work, people who are motivated, and people who won't bring their divisive woke politics into the workplace, right? I mean, geez, Alou. And that's why I've started using redballoon.work. I'm a small business owner, and you want to find people that are not going to bring their liberal policies into the workplace. And what's really amazing is that redballoon.work has been able to do just that. Every job seeker on Red Balloon actually pledges to pursue excellence in their work, and they have to pledge to avoid bringing personal political agendas into the workplace. Redballoon.work has great packages for small businesses, large businesses. It doesn't matter what size. They even have a recruiter service to help you find your people. And finding the right people can make or break your company's future. So I want to encourage you to go over to redballoon.work. That's redballoon.work right now. Use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get 10% off your first month's job posting. That's promo code STARNS at redballoon.work. All right. Crazy story over at Fox News. So there is a company called Mission, a restaurant chain called Mission Barbecue. Mission Barbecue is run by military veterans. And every day at noon, if you are in one of their works, if you're at one of their restaurants, they're going to stop everything they're doing and they play the national anthem. So you stand at attention and you respect the flag and you can sing along to the national anthem. Happens at every single one of their restaurants across the nation. And I've been there. I was actually in right outside of Philadelphia at a Mission Barbecue there. And it was just really a moving experience to see all of our, you know, fellow countrymen together. And they have a slogan: every American stands as one because we can. I think that's a great slogan. Well, anyway, there's another restaurant out in California, Fallbrook, California. I believe that's near San Diego. The Rainbow Oaks Restaurant, and they do the same thing. Every day at noon, everybody stands at attention. And somebody posted a photograph, and they talked about it on TikTok, and people have gone bonkers. And an overwhelming majority of the comments, people are enraged. How dare you play the national anthem? Who do you people think you are? Well, we're Americans, sir. That's no excuse. So a former Mission Barbecue staff member said she hated the national anthem. And she said it was like a horror movie every time she was forced to listen to the national anthem being played. Well, I think the operative word is their former staffer. She probably got fired. Many people sided with these staffers, and they said it's offensive to ask customers to stand at attention for the national anthem. They were using hashtags like white people things. Unbelievable. But there's a lot of hatred for our country out there, and unfortunately it's coming from our fellow countrymen. And this is what Colin Kaepernick and the National Football League have done to America. This is their legacy because they endorsed this hatred of our country while at the same time taking tens of millions of dollars from our military. It's really despicable. So anyway, this black TikTok user said it was by far the most dangerous situation she had ever been in. Honey, why don't you come on down to Memphis, Tennessee? I'll take you down to Huey's on Poplar Avenue. We'll see what you have to say about danger zones then, darling. Unbelievable, these people.
Oh, I'm so triggered.
Okay, fine. Maybe if, I don't know, Roseanne Barr is singing the national anthem. But come on. By the way, I own KWAM, the news talk radio station in Memphis. And our listeners, you can verify this information. We may need our KWAM listeners to call in and confirm this happens. But every day at noon on KWAM, everything stops. Normally at the top of the hour on your local talk radio station, you hear the news. But not on KWAM. On KWAM, you hear the national anthem being performed. And we do it every single day. On the morning show, we have a different citizen in Memphis reciting the Pledge of Allegiance. Some people say, Todd, why do you do that? Because it's important. Because it matters. And people need to be reminded of why we're able to broadcast on the radio right now. Why am I able to talk and share my opinions on the radio? It's because of something called the United States Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. And so we have these symbols of our nation. We have the flag. We have the anthem. And these are things that we can point and direct our attention to and our devotion to say, you know what? I love that flag because that flag stands for freedom and that people bled and died. They carried that flag into battle so that I could be free. That's what it's all about. And that's why we play the national anthem every single day at noon on KWAM. It's a beautiful song performed by our friends at Briarcrest Christian School. And it's a moving thing. And I hope that when you're driving around and you hear the national anthem, it means something to you. No doubt it will certainly trigger liberals on AM and FM radio. And I suppose that's an added bonus, if you know what I mean. But if your local radio station doesn't do that, I would give them a call and say, hey, you guys ought to consider playing the national anthem at noon. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, we have some great guests coming up. Our good buddy Harry Hurley is going to be here. Also, John Solomon from Just the News is going to drop by. He has a brand new book out, and we're going to be talking to, if you have a child, you're going to want to hear about this book. And our good friend Congressman Matt Rosendale from Montana is going to be here in just a little while as well. Also, I want to direct your attention to our great website, toddstearns.com. We have so many great stories, great content for you to read there. Also, be sure to get yourself a copy of my latest book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. I will say it makes a terrific Mother's Day present, but you got to get those orders in this week. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to get them out in time for you. Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It's really a fun collection of inspirational stories, hilarious stuff. We have some great Bible verses and amazing recipes from our great listeners, many of whom must be Episcopalian because there's a lot of liquor in some of those recipes. Now, I'm not calling out names. I'm just saying. All right. We got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. And our website, again, toddstearns.com. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We're very happy to have you with us today. Go ahead and write down our telephone number. You will need this if you want to call in. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. A crazy story is developing here in Memphis, Tennessee, and I want to alert all of you to this, but especially our Memphis listeners. This is a pretty significant event. We understand that there has been some sort of an active shooter situation at or near the University of Memphis. I'm going to be reading some information to you, and this also involves the Fox 13 television station. That's the TV affiliate here in Memphis, where a gunman opened fire. We understand the entire university is shut down. A major thoroughfare called Highland Street has been shut down as well, and the gunman is believed to be holed up in a restaurant, Dylan, called Ubi's, there on the campus, right off of the campus there of the University of Memphis. So a pretty significant and frightening situation developing, but a shot was fired into the news station. Nobody was injured inside the television station. And our flagship radio station, KWAM, is breaking into regular coverage to breaking into this program to provide regular coverage. So certainly a very serious situation. We have no idea if there are any people being held hostage, but this is all we know at this point. And a text message was just sent out to every student at the University of Memphis, and that's what, 25, 30,000 people, saying to shelter in place. Memphis Police Department just releasing a statement as well. So a very, very dangerous situation unfolding there in the University of Memphis area. My goodness. So certainly pray for all those that are involved in that. All right. I want to go back to this story, and this just really matters to me, and I hope it matters to you. Do you believe that the national anthem matters? Do you believe that the flag of the country still matters? Because there is an alarming, alarming number of people who believe it just no longer matters. As a matter of fact, it not only does it not matter, but it's offensive, that it's racist, that only white people embrace the flag. Only white people stand for the national anthem. Do you buy into that notion? Because that's what they're teaching kids in American classrooms these days, to hate America. And I go back to this story out of Fox News, where a restaurant in California is under fire, Rainbow Oaks Restaurant, because every day at noon they play the national anthem, just like they do at Mission Barbecue and just like we do here at our national, at our radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. And they're offended by that. People literally are offended, and not just one or two, by the hundreds. People are weighing in on this TikTok post bashing America. And I don't know, am I an old fuddy-duddy? Have I missed out on something here? Because I love my country. But a lot of people have been trained to hate this nation. A lot of people have been told to disrespect our flag. And it really saddens me that in this country, you can take a knee to protest America, but you can't take a knee to pray at a lot of these football games. That saddens me. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Bill in North Carolina, listening to us on WSIC. Bill, am I just an old fuddy-duddy here?
No, sir, you're not. I mean, I grew up in a time, first grade, 64, we said the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer every morning. Now, you fast forward 23 years later, I joined the Navy, and after that 30 years, I'm a 30-year retiree, and I took an oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States of America, so help me God. And every morning at morning quarters, when that flag goes up and I salute, that reminds me of my oath. And it is important.
Bill, I think about so many of these kids that are being raised. They don't even pledge allegiance in their classroom anymore. And if they do have the pledge, the teachers allow the students to slouch or sit down and chew gum. You know, there's no respect for the flag, for the country anymore.
Well, just like borders, if we don't have patriotism and borders, we don't have a country.
You know, that's interesting you say that. But you're right. If we don't have patriotism, we don't have a country. I mean, that's I haven't heard it put like that, but it's a good point you raise.
Yes, sir.
Bill, what are you doing? Your kids, your youngster, I mean, what do you tell the next generation?
Well, I had them in through scouts and everything like that, and we taught them patriotism, and I've been a merit badge counselor, and I taught citizenship in the community and the nation merit badges. And one of the things that I would work with the kids, I'd have them do the immigration test, the 100 questions during that merit badge for national. And you know what? They learned a lot in my classes.
Bill, it sounds like you're a patriot yourself, and it's really incumbent upon all of us to teach that next generation of American kids what it means to be an American and why it matters. You know, Reagan said it's not something that we pass down in the bloodstream, so we have to work hard at it.
I think he said we're one generation away from losing the country every year.
That's it. You're right about that. All right, Bill, God bless you, and thank you for listening to this program, and thank you for being a patriot. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Michael, listening to us on our live stream. Hi, Michael. What say you?
But, it all comes down to a kind of a simple thing. When they took prayer and Bible reading out of our public schools, it all stemmed from all that, I do believe.
Do you remember, Michael, when you were a kid, did the Gideons ever come to your school and give out the Bibles?
Yes, they did, and I was fortunate enough. My mom and dad sacrificed to send me to a Christian school, but yes, the Gideons did come in, and they give everybody a little New Testament, and I still got mine.
You know, I still have mine. It's a little green New Testament, little tiny little thing, fits in your pocket. You know what I found interesting about that, Michael, is that in many public schools, they will not allow these good Christian businessmen to come in and give children a Bible, but they're letting the Satan worshipers come into our public schools.
Well, I tell you, it's a crying shame, and got to get back to church. I'm going to revival tonight, and I'm looking to have a good time.
All right. So your church still has revival meetings?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We've got revival that started. I wish they did all week, but they start Sunday night, and they go through Wednesday night. But I remember when I was a kid, they used to have two-week revivals.
I'm pretty impressed by that, Michael. Yeah, I remember a long time ago, we used to do those Sunday-to-Sunday revival meetings, and now you're lucky to get a one-day revival meeting at a lot of these churches.
You're exactly right. And one other thing I wanted to tell you, Todd Starnes, is keep playing old Toby Keith here as your theme song. I like it.
Michael, he's been our theme song singer from day one, and we're not making any changes to that. It's a great song, and if you know the lyrics, it fits with exactly what we do on this show every day.
Exactly right. You keep holding the torch up high, Todd, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, Michael. God bless you, and thank you for listening to us. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't it odd that we live in a country where they won't let the Gideons come in and give the children a Bible, but they're going to let the Satan worshipers come in and the drag queens? Let's go to Roger in Georgia, WDUN, our great affiliate there. Hi, Roger.
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon. What's on your mind?
Cruising through Hiawassee, enjoying the Mountain View, working a little bit, but appreciating the country I love and, you know, wanting to punch somebody in the face or don't.
Tell me how you really feel, Roger.
Well, you know, sometimes you just can't sugarcoat what you see laying in the field. You just got to look at it and deal with it. So, but, yeah, I mean, really, like I was telling your call screener, you know, if you spend any time on a military base, I used to do floor covering commercially, so I've done a few things here and there and all kinds of places. And military bases are odd. If you've never been on one or been in the military, during the day, they start and finish their day with reveille, retreat, and taps. And if you're in uniform, you're required to get out of your vehicle, pull over, and stand on the side of the road of detention during each one of those times if you're on base moving around. And even as the contractor that I was, they want you to stop. And if you want to get out, it's even better to stand in detention. with your hand over your heart or however you feel, but stop and pay attention and respect what they're saying and doing. So folks who really don't care about our country or respect our national anthem, our flag, or any of the values we all grew up enjoying, they need to take a real check look at themselves and understand that there's more to it than just being a song or just being, oh, well, I hate it because it's offensive. It's really not. So I don't know why people have a hard time being an American and living it. Does that make any sense?
Roger, maybe we need to have a program set up where, you know, we send these 18, 19-year-olds to live in Iran for about 6 months. We'll make it a month.
Should be good. They'd be like, what, are you kidding? You mean I got to do whatever they say or I get killed? Oh, okay.
Roger, if they make it back to American soil, they'll be belting out that national anthem with all they got.
You better believe it. I'm surprised our recently reacquired basketball player hasn't stood up and said something about being happy to be free again.
Well, she's too busy welcoming transgender players into the WNBA to do that. So
yeah, that's insanity to me too.
Roger,
girls be girls and keep it like it is, so separate.
Roger, well, we appreciate you calling and keep your eyes on the roads there, my friend. Those are some curvy roads up in the mountains of Georgia, and appreciate you listening to us. Let's go to Jeff in North Carolina. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Greetings from North Carolina, Todd. I have a question. We do not have a target on the left. On the right, there are always specific attacks geared towards specific companies or specific individuals, and that's why they get results, is because someone actually has to pay. But when we refer to the left, that is all we have, is a reference to the left. There is no one, there is no target, there is not actually anyone that we can make pay for what we feel that we need to do to defend ourselves. And I think maybe our media could help us with that. People like yourself maybe could tell us, rather than what the left is doing, what an individual is doing or what a company is doing, someone that it could actually, we could have some recourse against.
You know, Jeff, that's actually a great question, and I will give you a most recent example, and the big problem with the left is they almost are a conglomerate, but every now and again, once we're able to pinpoint a target, we can go after them with great success, and Anheuser-Busch is a great example of that. Jeff, I was reading a report this morning. Their sales down well over 20%, and they're in a free fall right now. And so when you have an opportunity, and we'll make a point of doing this on the program, you know, if there is an opportunity to go after a specific company doing something specific, we'll call them out for you.
I think maybe a weekly target would be a great idea. Anheuser-Busch had to shoot themselves completely in the foot for them to become a target. And other than Anheuser-Busch, who else have we had the opportunity to make pay for the way that they treat us?
It's a great question, Jeff. And the other part of it is, you know, conservatives and Christians are going to have to find the courage to follow through. And that's hard to do in a lot of cases, but I'll point out Walt Disney World. I can tell you a lot of Christians that are angry and they're calling for the boycotts. They're still spending their family vacations down with the mouse ears people.
You're exactly right.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it there. Jeff, appreciate that call. Thank you for listening. And it's a great idea. And we'll do our best to try to incorporate that into what we do. All right. We got to take a break here, folks. Again, our telephone number, toll-free number, by the way, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. But it is a crazy time, isn't it? They're kicking the Gideons out of the schools, and they're inviting in the drag queens and the demon worshipers. You know, we've all heard the big news about Fox firing Tucker Carlson. Well, Newsmax is conducting a poll asking if it was the right thing to do. And they also want to know if you think Tucker should be back on television. It is super easy to vote, and Newsmax really does want to hear from you. Text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. I voted in this, and you can too. Text the word SKIP to 39747, and remember that millions of Americans are making the switch to Fox, to Newsmax. And after Tucker, you have a great reason to watch Newsmax every night with Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, and Greta Van Susteren. Even President Trump says he loves Newsmax, and I agree with the president. So stand up for Tucker right now by texting SKIP to 39747.
Constant Contact helps small businesses stand tall with powerful digital marketing solutions. And now with advanced automation and AI tools in one place, we've got your marketing covered so you can focus more on running your business. With our AI content generator, you'll always have the right words to say. And with pre-built automated email and text messages, you'll say the right thing at the right time, every time. Constant Contact delivers the tools you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it free at ConstantContact.com.
All right, folks, welcome back. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Now, this crazy story. So some guy opened fire at the Fox 13 affiliate in Memphis, which is right off the campus of the University of Memphis. The entire university is now shut down. This guy is holed up in some sort of a restaurant. We don't know if he's got hostages. They've got the tactical team out, the helicopters. The entire area is shut down. It's almost as if Memphis, I mean, this is a major part of Memphis. Just insane. The amount, and by the way, this is what happens when you allow Democrats to control your city, ladies and gentlemen. It's a war zone out there. Good news, we're hearing from the TV station. Nobody inside the TV station was injured. So that is good news. So anyway, listen to, for those of you in Memphis, you can listen to KWAM. They're breaking into regular programming with updates. So they'll keep you updated on that. But my goodness gracious. All right, got to go back to some audio here, and we'll catch up. We'll do this audio after the bottom of the hour news break, with Tucker Carlson. There's brand new leaked audio, and I want to explain what's happening with Tucker now. So Fox News Channel has a notorious public relations division, media relations. These people are brutal. And one of the things they do to keep their employees in line is they threaten to release intel. So they basically have all these Oppo research files on all their big talent. And if the big talent gets out of line, they'll haul them in and they'll say, hey, look, you keep screwing up like this. We're going to leak this info to the media about you. It's ugly. I mean, it's really ugly. And I've seen it happen more than once. So now they're leaking all of this intel on Tucker Carlson, thinking it's going to have a negative impact, when in fact it's having the exact opposite effect. So the new leaked video shows Tucker flipping off his critics. So he's giving his critics the bird. He also discussed a yummy woman. And he also made comments about postmenopausal fans. As if any of this is going to turn off Tucker Carlson fans. By the way, Tucker, in one video, Tucker flipped off Media Matters and said, go blank yourself. I wish I could have said that. Because Media Matters wants to destroy all of us. So I have a question for you. Does Fox News Channel survive post-Tucker Carlson? Can they survive? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
Constant Contact helps small businesses stand tall with powerful digital marketing solutions. And now with advanced automation and AI tools in one place, we've got your marketing covered so you can focus more on running your business. With our AI content generator, you'll always have the right words to say. And with pre-built automated email and text messages, you'll say the right thing at the right time, every time. Constant Contact delivers the tools you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it free at ConstantContact.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns radio program. We're so honored to have you with us today. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Good friend of this program. He is the only person I know with a street named in his honor, talking about our good buddy Harry Hurley from WPG Radio in Atlantic City. Harry, how's it going?
Todd, it is going great. What an honor to be on your behemoth of a radio talk show, your nationally syndicated juggernaut.
Well, you're kind to say that, Harry. We have a good time around these parts, and we always love it when you're able to fill in, and the listeners love you.
Thank you.
Harry, I want to talk about the state of the country right now. CBS News had an interesting poll, and they asked Republican primary voters, what are you looking for in a candidate? And number one, by far, people want a candidate that's going to go out there and confront this woke agenda. And I ask you, who among the people running or thinking about running would be able to do that?
My former boss, Donald Trump.
There, it's as easy as that, isn't it, Harry?
Yes, it is. He's done the job. He's proven he can do the job. Remember, 0% inflation, highest wages in the history of the republic, every race, creed, color, every demographic came along for the ride. We had the world in peace. Remember that my former boss, President Trump, was going to set the world on fire. There would be wars. There would be all kinds of destabilization. Russia didn't touch Ukraine. Afghanistan was completely under control. China, North Korea, Iran, et al., under control. Energy independent, net oil exporter. Should I keep going, Todd?
We could spend the next 3 hours doing this. Harry, it's just unbelievable what this man was able to accomplish.
Incredible. And really, no credit for it. I mean, look at this freak show. Look at this Hunter Biden. They can't take care of their family. The president doesn't even know how many grandchildren he has. This is incredible. And I will tell you, it was embarrassing to see 10 black SUVs and all kinds of people talking into their wrists of their shirt sleeve because this guy has Secret Service protection in Arkansas, deadbeat dad. I mean, it is disgusting. It's disgraceful what's going on. It's got to change. We can't continue like this. And oh, by the way, three of the four largest banks in the history of the country have all failed in the last 7-8 weeks. It's a disaster.
And Harry, that's a story that has not been reported on very much, and that could impact all of us, and it could be the demise of the regional and local banks as we know it. I mean, that's what we could be looking here in these early stages of course, what First Republic going
belly. That is correct. Not to mention how the world is not afraid to basically tell our president, they're not even telling him, they're just doing it, that they're going away from the dollar. How could India do that to us? How could Macron say the garbage he said? I almost can't believe, but we have an incoherent president. He didn't know. A child asked him, where's the last foreign country you've been to? Where's the last country you've been to outside of the United States? He was completely stumped. So he started riffing our president. Oh, I've met with 89 world leaders. He couldn't think of the last country he was in outside of America when, like, 3 days before he was in Ireland. He didn't remember.
It's true. It's and we saw yesterday at this gathering of the Muslims for a big Muslim holiday, Islamic holiday, and he goes out there. And Harry, as a Southerner, I just know how offensive this could be. But he goes out there and he calls a Muslim a boy. Let's play this audio here, Josh. All right, we'll get to that in just a moment.
But yeah, but when it's a she, it's not a very good thing for him to do. But remember, he's the same guy that said, hey, stand up, Joe. Oh, what am I saying? You can't stand up because he had no legs.
No.
So, yeah, it's really getting bad. And another thing, too, the president has announced, Corinne Jean-Pierre, during your show, has announced that the president, the White House, will not negotiate regarding the debt ceiling. Todd Starnes, the last time I turned around and looked, we were a representative republic, the greatest in the history of the world, and we have three branches of government. And how can he say he's not going to negotiate with one of the houses of Congress that has at least passed a 10-year plan on the debt ceiling, but he's not going to negotiate with that. How's that going to work, Todd?
Yeah, that in and of itself is a very interesting situation because McCarthy went above and beyond here. I mean, I'm not sure people can appreciate the amount of work he had to do within his own caucus to get this debt ceiling increase through with these promised cuts. But the Biden administration says, we've got to have a clean debt ceiling increase. I was talking to Liz Peek about this, and what's interesting is that the Biden administration, they've called this emergency meeting, but it's not for today or tomorrow. It's a week from now, Harry, the emergency meeting they're going to have.
And this is when the Secretary of the Treasury, who I don't trust, Janet Yellen, the former Fed chair, wasn't very good at that job either, where she has said that we may have no money as of June 1st. So you would think there'd be a sense of urgency. But remember, our president barely works Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Then they got to put a lid. You understand? Can't have a meeting in the 9 o'clock hour and can't have one in the 4 o'clock hour. It really is beyond belief how bad a shape we're in and how little our president actually works.
It's a very fair point. Harry Hurley from WPG Radio in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Harry, while all this is happening, people are looking towards 2024 on the Democrat side, and we get it. Biden says he's going to run. It was that weird video that nobody's talking about.
Terrible.
But now that there is some talk that Michelle Obama may be jumping into the race, is that a game changer for the Democrats?
Well, it would be a huge game changer, and I hate to say it. I hope it doesn't happen because she could actually win. I don't think she's qualified to be president, but you know how these things work. There would be a lot of love behind that, and really, they don't want Biden. A majority of Democrats don't want Biden, and let's not forget our former president, Barack Obama, who said, do not underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. That's his guy saying that, the guy that picked him. He's a mess. They need it. I just somehow don't believe that he's going to be able to be the candidate. We're not going to have a pandemic. He can't run from the basement. It's not going to be an all vote by mail election. This is going to have to be earned. And I don't think he has the stamina to be able to do it. Remember, he can't go to King Charles's coronation, because, and they've leaked it, because he's not well enough to do two trips, you know, back to back. I mean, this is incredible that this is what we have.
It's shocking. But again, Kamala Harris, look where she is, and nobody in the entire state of California voted for her. I mean, she lost her own state during the Democrat primaries, for crying out loud. So
she didn't make it to the year of the election the Democratic primary. That's how bad she was.
It was horrible. So I'm with you. If Michelle Obama is the nominee, it really doesn't matter that she's not qualified. I think that she can end up winning this thing. It's something that the Republicans, and I'm not even sure we can do anything about it, Harry, because we've got rhinos that want to make sure Trump never goes back to the White House.
It's terrible. It's happening. Trump gets it from all directions. But you remember Hillary when she said you get two for one, and America almost, you know, passed out, collapsed when they heard her say that. But that's kind of what this would be like. It would be like you loved Obama. The thing about Barack Obama, I think he was a terrible president, but he was likable. And he could speak. He could conjugate a verb. So the notion of turning the page on total incoherency back to something that the Democrats did like, and you know they want to keep power worse than we breathe air and need air to breathe, that would be a great trade, and she would be tough to beat.
Harry, I'm curious how the economy is doing in the Atlantic City area. Of course, you guys are really a tourist destination. You have all the casinos there, the beautiful beaches and the boardwalk. Are you guys feeling the impacts of the Biden economy?
I think the restaurants are starting to feel it, Todd, because, you know, there's need buying and want buying. So anything you don't absolutely need, you're going to carve out a bit. So we see some signs of softening, but we're coming to the busy season. We're going to be fine. The casinos are doing well. We do have concern about New York casinos coming on board over the next couple of years. That will be very, very tough. I will tell you that one of the three rungs one of the three legs in the stool is real estate. Our real estate is holding incredibly well. We got hurt very bad back in 2008. We had a depression, and values plummeted. We're seeing 4% and 5% several months in a row increases. Our supply is low, which is a problem around the country, and our real estate is doing very well. So that is helpful because that's the biggest asset that people have, and it's appreciating. So we're fine. There are some headwinds. We're going to have a great summer season. We'll be just fine, but we're not immune to it. But we have not been that heavily affected by it.
Well, that's good news. That's good to hear. Harry, we got to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. You're a man on a mission. I don't know how you do it all.
I'm talking to the top 100 broadcasters in America, owner of a radio station, the brand, telling me. Takes one to know one, my friend.
All right. Well, look, you'll be at Talkers in June?
Yes. I'm presenting.
Love it.
Just like you are.
Harry Hurley, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be catching up at Talkers Convention coming up later this summer in New York City on Long Island. Harry, always good hearing from you.
Can't wait to see you, my friend.
It's
going to
be
great
work. All right, there you go, folks. Great American patriot right there. And Harry Hurley Way in Atlantic City, New Jersey. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Constant Contact helps small businesses stand tall with powerful digital marketing solutions. And now with advanced automation and AI tools in one place, we've got your marketing covered so you can focus more on running your business. With our AI content generator, you'll always have the right words to say. And with pre-built automated email and text messages, you'll say the right thing at the right time, every time. Constant Contact delivers the tools you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it free at ConstantContact.com.
All right, some brand new polling data out. Donald Trump now topping Ron DeSantis by 36 points. It's a brand new CBS News YouGov poll. Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy are earning 4% and 5% in the poll. Pence, 5% as well. But it's Donald Trump all day, every way, no matter which way. It's Donald Trump. So we'll keep you updated on any developments there. But and by the way, DeSantis hasn't jumped in, and there's some talk over at National Review, which is a never Trump publication. And National Review says, well, you know, we're not too sure Trump's going to be the guy. And if and when DeSantis jumps in, he's going to surge over Trump. All right, that would have to be a massive tsunami of a surge. Unbelievable. I want to play some audio here. This is some leaked audio from Fox News, Tucker Carlson talking about Fox Nation, which is unfortunately a failed venture for Fox News. It was sort of their answer to the OTT platform. Let's take a listen to cut number 6.
I don't want to be a slave to Fox Nation, which I don't think that many people watch anyway. We're going to, because I, you know, I'm like a representative of the American media now. Speaking to an exile in Romania and welcoming him back into the Brotherhood of Journalists.
Yeah, it would help us out if he wore a sweater, though, because we asked him not to wear a suit, like he was panicking about it. So you don't have to. Tucker's going to be looking casual. That's just how our show looks. Is that okay?
I mean, this is airing on the nighttime show, and I want it to look official. I don't want it to be like bro talk. And I, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but the majority of it, like if we go like 45 minutes, it's going to be for Fox Nation.
But nobody's going to watch it on Fox Nation. Nobody watches Fox Nation because the site sucks. So I'd really like to just put the dump the whole thing on YouTube. But anyway, that's just my view. I'm just frustrated with it's hard to use that site. I don't know why they're not fixing it. It's driving me insane. And they're like making like Lifetime movies, but they don't work on the infrastructure of the site. Like what? It's crazy. And it drives me crazy because it's like we're doing all this extra work and no one can find it. It's unbelievable, actually. I don't know who runs that site.
We're going to play a sizable chunk on the show tomorrow night. That's the plan. And then what it's going to do is drive a lot of people to watch this on Fox Nation. It's going to be a great help to what we're doing over there on TV today.
I know, but we're doing our part. We're like working like animals to produce all this content, and the people in charge of it, whoever that guy's, whatever his name is, like they're ignoring the fact that the site doesn't work. And I think it's like a betrayal of our efforts. That's how I feel. So I, of course, I resent it.
All right. Well, there you go. And by the way, thousands of you, if not tens of thousands, have apparently canceled your Fox Nation subscriptions. But here's something interesting. This is a dirty little secret about Fox. They don't have to sell a single ad to be profitable. This is coming from Media Matters, and they know what they're talking about on this. So the way Fox News Channel gets the bulk of their revenue is through carriage fees. And those are things that you pay for as a cable news subscriber. And so now Fox News has just announced that they want an increase of $3 per subscriber from all these cable companies. And I just, folks, we're not going to do a deep dive on this, but here's what that means. It means there's a very good chance your cable bill could be going up because those cable channels have to carry Fox News. That's what that means. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to Jim, Lakeland, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Oh, nothing much. What do you think about if Donald Trump and a Ted Cruz ticket?
Yeah, I think that's good. I'm just not sure that DeSantis is going to want that job because Trump is going to want somebody who is adamantly loyal. So unless they're able to patch things up, Jim, I'm not seeing that as a possibility.
I don't either, but I'm just wondering if Ted, you know, if I would trust him if something happened to Donald Trump more than I would just about anybody else, I think.
Jim, we had an earlier caller say, what about Tulsi Gabbard? What would you think about that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know him well enough to comment on that one.
No, I hear you, and it's a head-scratcher right now. I mean, Tim Scott is seen as a possibility. The thing that we don't want to get into is, all right, identity politics. Do we need a woman? Yeah. Do we need a person of color? No, we need the best person for the job.
Exactly, because we don't need to train anybody right now, not with the shape this country's in.
Jim, I'm curious, how are you guys handling all that crime and violence in the Memphis area?
Well, thing is, I carry. So, you know, I just watch everything I do where I go out. Like if I go out and eat or something, I've got one on me.
Well, good for you, because you never know. I mean, you could be at like a Huey's restaurant like Sunday night, and all you know what breaks loose.
Well, I do believe that just about anybody, you know, needs to go take that gun class, even though you can carry without it. But I do believe everybody needs to go take the class for the simple reason it don't teach you how to shoot. It teaches you when to shoot.
Well, there you go. And that's a great point and a good one to wrap this hour up with. Jim, appreciate you calling in. Good to hear from you and glad things are going well in Lakeland, Tennessee, right outside of the Memphis area. A lot of people moving to the burbs these days, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got to take a break. Coming up, we're going to be talking to our good friend, Congressman Matt Rosendale from Montana. Also, John Solomon from Just the News has a brand new book out. Looking forward to talking to him as well. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back, America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Constant Contact helps small businesses stand tall with powerful digital marketing solutions. And now with advanced automation and AI tools in one place, we've got your marketing covered so you can focus more on running your business. With our AI content generator, you'll always have the right words to say. And with pre-built automated email and text messages, you'll say the right thing at the right time, every time. Constant Contact delivers the tools you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it free at ConstantContact.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Program. Happy to have you with us today. A lot going on across the nation. And we got a lot going on this hour of the program. Coming up, John Solomon is going to be here. Editor-in-chief of Just the News has a brand new children's book out for all of you conservative moms, dads, and grandmas and grandpas. And we'll be telling you more about that in just a little while. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Matt Rosendale from Montana joins us. And Congressman, we've been following with great interest the debt ceiling issue. And now we know that Biden, President Biden, has finally, it looks like he has blinked. Allegedly.
I think he gasped, Todd. What happened is, unfortunately, the Democrats underestimated the House Republicans. And they did not think that we were going to be able to get our job completed. And while it might be a little unsettling to some folks, the way with which we get it done, make no mistake about it. We are getting it done. We are not going to kick the can down the road the way that many Congresses before us have. And so we recognize that the bills need to be paid, and we started working feverishly 90 days ago to make sure we did it in a responsible manner. And so what you're witnessing is a debt ceiling package that, number one, freezes spending at 22 levels, which is not unreasonable. I mean, I personally believe we could go back to pre-COVID 2019 and say, we had enough federal government in 2019. Everyone in Montana believes we had plenty of federal government in 2019. They'd be willing to go back there. But, hey, I'm a reasonable guy. So we freeze spending at 22 levels with a 1% increase thereafter. We're clawing back the unreasonable spending that the Biden administration introduced over the last 2 years, funding 87,000 IRS agents, spending $400 billion of your money to pay student loans off for other people, clawing back Green New Deal subsidies for corporations that do not need them and should not get them, and putting that back into the Treasury to make it available. And then the other component is to make sure that we pass legislation that helps grow the economy instead of stifle the economy. So we have not only the RAINS Act, which shows that we have to evaluate, and the executive orders must be evaluated that impose all these financial burdens on companies, but also we've got legislation that increases our domestic energy production, increases our domestic critical mineral production, and streamlines the permitting process both for pipelines and for export facilities so that we can export more natural gas and help our allies so that not only are we less dependent upon adversaries and tyrants across the globe, but that our allies are less dependent upon them. So this whole package has been put together over the last 60 days. The Democrats didn't think we were going to pass it. They thought they were going to be able to jam another omnibus, which was pork laden with 7,000 earmarks, as they did last December. And now we've said, no, get off the pot and do your job. We've passed a good package to responsibly fund government, to pay the bills, do your job. Send it back to us. Send it to the White House.
All right, Congressman, let me jump in here. So one of the big concerns was the accusation that Republicans were cutting veterans' benefits, and I want you to set the record straight on that.
Oh, it's a lie. Let me use simple words. It's a lie. The Democrats have discovered that their lies about cutting Social Security benefits and cutting Medicare benefits, no one is falling for it anymore. So they decided to take a new population to try and lie to, and that is our veterans community. And it is a sorry, sorry state of affairs to try and scare people in order to get them to fight against good legislation. The veterans benefits will not be cut. Social Security will not be cut, and Medicare will not be cut under this legislation. That is nothing more than false information and a redirection of the president's own problems.
Now, Congressman, we know that the president has declared an emergency, called this an emergency meeting. He wants to meet with all the Republican and Democrat leadership. What I find interesting is that the emergency meeting is going to be held next Tuesday. That doesn't seem like a very urgent emergency to me.
No, it's not, because guess what, Todd? In reality, Janet Yellen has the ability right now to continue to pay the bills. As revenue comes into the federal government, okay, then she has the ability to prioritize the treasuries so that we do not default on any of the financial obligations that we have. And the financial markets recognize that, and that's why you're not going to see turmoil. They try to use it as leverage against Congress to make sure that we pass something, but again, we did. And so now this is all sitting on the lap of Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden to go ahead and pass legislation that responsibly funds government.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is Congressman Matt Rosendale, the Republican from Montana. Congressman, I want to see if we can get you to weigh in on this state issue where you have this transgender lawmaker causing all sorts of chaos there at the state house. She made a lot of threats. She was censured over that, and now it looks like she's suing the state of Montana.
It's all theater. I served in the Montana legislature and is one of the most cordial, productive bodies, legislative bodies, that you can imagine. It's much more effective than Congress, I will tell you, after being there for 2.5 years now. And if you make derogatory remarks or untrue remarks on the House or Senate floor, they call for you to apologize to the body. And that is in order to maintain decorum and a civil deliberation and debate in those chambers. And for decades, we have been able to do so. And this individual was requested to retract some remarks and to apologize to the body, and for theater and for publicity, decided not to. And that's when the speaker, Matt Regeer, went to the conference and said, what should we do here? And as a body, they said, this person needs to have their ability to speak curtailed. And again, the individual went out on the House floor and caused something less than a riot. Six or seven individuals ended up being removed and arrested. And so they said, in order to maintain decorum, in order to maintain deliberation on the House floor, in the House of the Montana House, that this individual is not going to be allowed to come out to the floor. He can still vote, but he's going to have to do it electronically from another room.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing, because we've seen the same situation transpire in other state houses. Tennessee comes to mind. And of course, for a number of years, that's how the leftists did things at the state capitol in Wisconsin. Quite frankly, these are insurrections based on the definition set forward by the J6 committee. What's been happening in a lot of these state houses are, in fact, insurrections. And it's interesting to see how the Democrats now believe that some insurrections are politically correct and okay.
And some others are not. Again, I believe in these institutions. I believe that we have to maintain decorum so that we can have that civil discourse, that we can have that debate. And when you start violating that, you start breaking down the system, and then everybody lose confidence in our government.
All right, Congressman, we are going to leave it there. Always appreciate your great words, and also appreciate you clarifying that. I know a lot of veterans very concerned, and again, appreciate you calling that lie out.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Todd. Appreciate it.
All right, Congressman Matt Rosendale, everybody. Oh, my goodness, what a mess. And I'm telling you, it's not over. So what's going to happen? Biden, to his, and again, the KJP came out and said there will be no negotiation. So taking them at their word, they're expecting the Republicans to blink. And here's the challenge. Republicans can't blink. McCarthy cannot blink. McCarthy knows that if he blinks, the House Freedom Caucus is going to be there to blink him out of the speakership. So we'll see what happens, but the Republicans cannot. They just cannot back down on this. They've got to stand their ground. And I want to give you an update on a situation in Memphis. Our flagship radio station, KWAM, has been all over this story, which is now making national news. A gunman opened fire in the lobby of the Fox 13 television affiliate. There were no injuries. By the way, the TV station is adjacent to the University of Memphis. So the entire university on lockdown. This guy apparently took hostages in a restaurant nearby. We believe those hostages have now been released, but the gunman is still holed up. So this is the latest information we have, but there is a massive area, a heavily populated part of Memphis under lockdown, and thank goodness nobody inside the TV station was injured. But what a very dangerous situation unfolding in a very dangerous city today. All right, we got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. What is your message to the Republicans on this debt ceiling debate? Do they hold the line or do they carve out a compromise with the Democrats? Hold the line or call out a compromise with the Democrats. We'll be right back, America. All right. We got to get to the latest here on this Hunter Biden case in Arkansas. Hunter Biden is having an issue with the baby mama. So Biden, who is, 51, 52 years old, was engaged in unbiblical relations with a younger woman, 32 years old. And the result of that was a love child who is now 4 years old. It's interesting because the Bidens, and I'm just curious, I don't want anybody to call in and spill the family's, secrets, but I'm curious if this is normal. So if you're in a family situation and one of the kids has a love child, do you consider that love child to be a grandchild? Or do you just ignore it and shove it in a closet somewhere and feed it and clothe it and then just pray it moves along? Talking about the baby. And the reason I ask that is somebody asked KJP at the White House today whether or not we would be hearing anything about the grandchild. You know, the Bidens never acknowledge their seventh grandchild. Never. So someone asked from the White House press briefing room, I want to ask about the trial going on in Arkansas with Hunter Biden and the child support. Are the president and the first lady monitoring that? And how come they haven't acknowledged the seventh grandchild? Now, that's a pretty fair question, right? Because everywhere Biden goes, he makes it a point to mention that he only has six grandchildren. So what about number seven? What about the love child? So KJP, she's got a new hairstyle, by the way, and she was having none of that today. And she says, I'm not going to speak to that from here. Talking about the podium. So I don't know, maybe after it's all over with, she's going to, go back to the vending machine and maybe they'll be able to powwow. Maybe she'll be able to give out some deets about what's going down. So anyway, you got Hunter Biden over in Arkansas, and his lawyers say, look, we've already paid $750,000 in child support. We gotta do something about the numbers. So right now they're getting roughly, the baby mama's getting, $20,000 a month in child support payments. And now the Biden team is wanting to lower that amount. The child, by the way, 4 years old. And just in case there's any doubt, we understand a DNA test actually confirmed in 2019 that he's the daddy. My condolences to the child, but that's what it is. So the judge is a pretty no-nonsense lady, and she is having none of it with the Biden lawyers. because she's wanting to know exactly how much money Hunter Biden has. The brief says Mr. Biden claims to be nothing more than a Yale-educated attorney artist who is somewhat financially destitute and needs his child support adjusted. However, for an artist living on meager means, Mr. Biden is living lavishly. He travels the world on the safest and most comfortable airplane in existence, Air Force One. And he also has some of the most expensive attorneys on planet Earth. Well, this is a fair point. But by the way, Hunter says that when they went over to Ireland, he slept on a cot in his daddy's room. Do you believe that? Do you really believe that Hunter Biden was sleeping in his daddy's bedroom? Well, I don't know. It may be a requirement. I don't know. So we'll see how this goes. It is not looking good. Not looking good for Hunter Biden right now as he tries to get this child support lowered. And I say get him for everything he's worth, lady. Everything he's worth. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. And look, this is juicy. I mean, this is TMZ. This is real housewife stuff, right? But what I want to see is Hunter Biden on trial for the millions and millions of dollars he was getting in payoff money from Ukraine. That's what I want to see. That is what I want to see. All right. Senator Marsha Blackburn, by the way, now standing alongside biological female athletes. Cut number four, please.
Hi there. I am here with the incredible Riley Gaines. And as you know, I'm leading that push to keep men out of women's sports. And Riley is doing amazing work because she has lived it firsthand.
Absolutely. And I'm just honored to stand alongside you. Marsha, Senator Blackburn, she's someone who knows what a woman is. Sounds crazy to even say, but it's so crucial to have powerful, influential, strong women like herself fighting to protect women. We need more like Senator Blackburn.
That's exactly right. And we will not stop until we make certain that we protect women's sports for women.
So there you have Blackburn along with Riley Gaines, who is a citizen of Tennessee. You know what I miss here? Unfortunately, country music has gone woke. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. Because otherwise, we would have a lot of really, really good country music songs about transgenderism, right? I'm just telling you. Somebody surely has to come up with a good song. All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Constant Contact helps small businesses stand tall with powerful digital marketing solutions. And now with advanced automation and AI tools in one place, we've got your marketing covered so you can focus more on running your business. With our AI content generator, you'll always have the right words to say. And with pre-built automated email and text messages, you'll say the right thing at the right time, every time. Constant Contact delivers the tools you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it free at ConstantContact.com.
All right, so I was going through the mail yesterday, got a copy of a pretty awesome looking book, and if you're a kid, it's really a cool book, but for grown-ups too, it's pretty spectacular. A brand new story book, complete with a massive map as well. This is pretty awesome stuff. It's all part of a brand new book written by our friend John Solomon, who's editor-in-chief of Just the News. The book published by Brave, it's called Hidden Headlines, and From Hidden to Heard. And we are so delighted to have John with us today. John, hope you're doing great.
Great to be with you. Really excited. I don't think I ever imagined in my journalism career I would get to do a children's book, but thanks to the great folks at Brave Books, I got to write one, and I even get to feature my son's hamster as one of the key characters. So how about that?
It's pretty awesome, and I love the big map. I was like, what else is this? And I'm pulling out this massive map here. That's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. Listen, the inspiration for this is really simple. After I began doing the Hunter Biden work starting at The Hill in 2019, continuing through Just the News, I saw censorship occur in an extraordinary way. Then I saw it occur on the Hunter Biden laptop when Miranda and I got the laptop. And then I saw it during the pandemic time and time again. And it dawned on me there are two generations of young adults in America who came through the education system who did not get those values of freedom instilled in. They weren't given the civics lessons we got. They didn't understand why the First Amendment was first. They were actually, it was even suggested to them that in certain circumstances, government sanctioned censorship could be good for America, good for the larger collective, of course. That's anathema to our founding fathers and the great constitutional republic they created and the Bill of Rights they gave us. So I wanted to do something. I wanted to create a storyline that would be delightful to children with fun animal characters like Seymour Clues and Chunk the Hamster and Penelope P. the Peacock. But embed in that a lesson that moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, and uncles could share with their children just in case their school, their educators, or principals don't give it to them. That free speech is important, that the First Amendment was first for a reason, that without free speech, our entire great country is in jeopardy. In this case, the island is in jeopardy because some mean koala bear named Carl is clogging the tubes and not allowing the hamster newspaper to get out warning people of an impending flood. And so kids go through that journey. There's a quiz and some activities parents can do later with their children. But it's about expressing freedom in a really fun way. And the Brave Books folks did a sensational job.
Yeah. And of course, Brave Books is a conservative Christian publishing company. Brave Books and so many great conservative writers have been publishing with them. And this had to have been, was this your first children's book that you've done, John?
It sure was. And when the idea first came here, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. This is not my normal thing.
It's hard.
It is. It is. First, I can't draw. I can't even draw stick figures. So I'm already in trouble on that point. But the amazing artists, the amazing creative agents at Brave Book, I told them what I wanted to do. I told them I wanted to tell a story of the hamster and get the free speech and censorship down to 5 to 11-year-olds in a colorful way. And they put together this amazing opportunity for me. It was one of the most fun I've ever had. And seeing the reaction this past weekend, I went up to Philadelphia, to the suburbs, Cherry Hill, obviously the place where our country was born, where the Declaration of Independence, the Constitutional Congress, and all the great debates about free speech occurred. And parents and children came out in droves to listen to Kirk Cameron and I read our books. And to a person, every parent that came up said, I appreciate so much what Brave Books is doing. These type of books, I can't find enough value-based messages to give my children in today's libraries and today's schools. Thank you, Brave Books, for doing this. It was a remarkable, remarkable experience.
I love the quote that they feature from you. America isn't America if speech isn't free, and that's why it's important to teach kids about censorship.
It is, especially after all we've learned in the last 3 years, knowing that the FBI and the CDC were working with big tech and sometimes working with elements of political campaigns like the Biden campaign to censor true and accurate information, something our founding fathers could never have imagined would have happened in the American experience. But it's very real, and that's why this book is so personally important to me. I felt some of that censorship in the early Hunter Biden stories when my reporting was called conspiracy theories or Russian disinformation, when, of course, it was very accurate. But being able to pass this lesson down to generations is great. And Brave Books is doing something very special this month. If you go to bravebooks.us, you get my book free. You'll get it free. Who gets free things these days? If you sign up for their monthly book program so that you keep getting great books down the road. I'm incredibly excited. And like I said, this has been a great personal experience for me as a journalist.
You know, John, you mentioned as a dad, you know, also, how important is it for you to make sure there are books that are talking about these big ideas for kids, because there just aren't many in the bookstores these days.
There aren't. The libraries and the schools have so many books that have a very clear ideological bent, sometimes an anti-American bent, sometimes a very inappropriately sexualized tone or tenor or material there. And parents are grasping to find something that tell the true American story, that pass on the values of freedom and pride and faith and family in a way that is not only entertaining, because that's important to the kids, but also meaningful life lessons that you pass on. And Brave Books, they have nailed it. I am so humbled to be associated with them, so humbled to be part of this project with them. They're filling a void, and I think they're going to give Scholastic and all those famous longtime bookmakers that may have lost their way in the school districts a real run for their money, a real challenge, and give parents a choice. Choice has always been the way, competition and choice has always been the way America succeeds in moments of crisis.
John, I was at one of the my favorite local independent bookstores. It's a huge bookstore. And I was glancing over at, because I'm working on a project for kids, and I went over and I said, oh, you know, these are the the biographies. They had one for Ruth Bader Ginsburg, AOC, Maxine Waters. I'm like, where are the conservatives? There were just none, not even something for Ronald Reagan. So this is why it's so important that you guys are doing this.
Well, I've been blessed to be part of this. The reaction has been a blessing. Being out in the real world with people in Philadelphia this past weekend was very reassuring that there is a silent majority of Americans. By the way, not so silent anymore. They're speaking up with greater fervor these days, but they're making a difference and crying out for these sort of products. And bravo to Brave Books. Go to bravebooks.us to get a free copy this week if you sign up for their subscription program.
Folks, the book is called Hidden Headlines, a Seymour Clues Mystery, written by our very own John Solomon. And John, congratulations and best of luck to you. This is going to be a great, great bestseller.
Thank you, my friend. Great to talk with you today.
All right, there you go. And boy, he's not kidding. When you're writing a children's book, it is hard. I mean, you can write the political books, no problem. But then writing a book for that age level, whew, sweet mercy. I'm telling you. But this is pretty exciting, and we need more books like this. And it's important for moms and dads to know that these kinds of books are available. They may not be in your local bookstore, but you've got a way to get them, and we have a link to Brave Books over on our live show blog. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. We are opening up the phone lines, 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. You just heard John on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And we're big fans of Patriot Mobile. They are mobilizing freedom all over this great nation. And now more than ever, it's important for companies and for conservatives, rather, to support companies and organizations that share our values. And Patriot Mobile is one of those companies. They are America's only Christian and conservative wireless carrier. And I want to encourage you to check out their great deals right now at patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. You can also give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Now, look, they're going to give you a special discount. They're going to give you a free premier activation, but you got to use my promo code Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd, promo code Todd.
Constant Contact's marketing tools and technology make it easier than ever to drive big results for your small business. From list growth and email to SMS and social media, it's all powered by advanced automation and AI capabilities that help you grow your business more effectively. Plus, we've got the reporting you need to see what's working and what's not, so you can adjust along the way. Constant Contact is the digital marketing solution you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it for free today at ConstantContact.com.
All right, so this is interesting. You know, we didn't talk about the nerd prom, this White House Correspondents' Dinner. Nobody cares about that garbage. Nobody wants to see all the muckety-mucks getting dressed up in the tuxedos and the gowns. One of the women, I don't know if she was a reporter or not, showed up in this dress. She had no underpants on. It's very bizarre, very distasteful. Man, put some pants on. Nobody wants to see that. So anyway, the ratings come out, and this is the only interesting part of all of this story. So the ratings come out for the coverage of the White House Correspondents' Dinner. And it turns out that CNN actually came in first place. Huge, huge numbers. Number one in all of cable news. 1.4 million people watching CNN's coverage. In second place is MSNBC, 801,000. And rounding up the rear is Fox News at 734,000. Say, Tom, what do you make of that? Well, it's hard to say just yet. But we're starting to get some inkling of the impact that Tucker Carlson's firing is actually having on Fox News. Their numbers are slipping fast, very fast. And do not be surprised if the numbers continue to tank. We'll get yesterday's numbers in about an hour or so, and that'll give us some indication. Don't be surprised if they go up a little bit because people wanted to see how Lawrence Jones did last night, but it was a disaster, just a disaster. This story from South Korea. Have you been to these museums, the art museums? I just find them all to be very unpleasant. You know, I'm one of these guys. I'm not a big fan of the modern art. You know, if I'm looking at a piece of art, I'm more of a Thomas Kincaid kind of a guy. Oh, that's a lovely cottage with the light shining in the window. You know, I'm that kind of a guy. As a matter of fact, I have a Thomas Kincaid. It's of a steamboat. Showboat, as they used to call them back in the day. I'm sure that's politically incorrect. Anyway, there's a modern art museum in Seoul, South Korea. The art installation featured a ripe banana taped to a wall. That was it. Somebody walked up and took a banana and taped it to a wall, and they called it art. And by the way, that piece of art is worth $120,000. Now, I don't know if the museum paid that much money for the painting. I will say this. They might have overpaid. I can go down to the Kroger and get a bunch of bananas for under $5. I can go and get some duct tape, and I could go and tape that to a wall. And you know what? I'd sell it to you for 10 grand. I mean, if you're going to pay 120, I'll give you a discount. So anyway, there was a patron of the arts, and I guess he was going early in the morning to the art museum, had not had time for breakfast, and so he comes across this banana that is taped to the wall. So what does he do? Well, the guy goes over there, and he grabs the banana, and he eats the banana, and then he puts the banana peel back on the wall, which, quite frankly, was, I think, the honorable thing to do. I mean, at least he didn't litter, right? So anyway, now this guy is in big trouble because somebody wants their $120,000 back. Now, my recommendation is for this fella, go back down to the supermarket, find a banana, and tape it back to the wall. Nobody's going to know the difference. Unbelievable. You know, they do say, though, that breakfast is, you know, it's the most important meal of the day. You got to eat your porridge or your oatmeal or whatnot. I don't. Anyway, 844-747-8868, that's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, Congressman Tim Burchett out of East Tennessee, popular on the networks, he's coming under fire because he provided a Christian perspective on all of this gun violence that's impacting the nation. Cut number five.
A lot of people listened to what you just said and said, wait a minute, it is your job to fix this. And it's unacceptable to have mass shooting after mass shooting after mass shooting. Why not fix this? Get together with the Democrats and get it done.
Well, it happens a lot, Jim. That was cut off a little bit. I was probably speaking more from a Christian perspective. I also went on and said we need real revival in this country. I feel like we've turned from the Lord. And I know that maybe makes people's heads spin off sometimes when they hear somebody like that me say that, but it's just
there's Christianity in other countries and they don't have mass shootings.
Well, they don't have our freedom either. They don't have a Second Amendment that, and also the what happens.
But what about
is
that point?
Say, well, take away it, the.
But what about that point that you should be the ones to fix it? To say, well, we're not going to fix anything here in Washington. Well, that's your job.
Okay. She broke over 20 laws. What law are you going to do? You know, now you have people that can print guns. Timothy McVeigh, 150 pounds of fertilizer and diesel fuel. He killed over 100 people, a bunch of innocent folks. And we've got evil in this world. We've got to address it. We know we had a bill last year. Marsha Blackburn had it in the Senate, and we had it over in the House that would have put guards in our schools and it was blocked. The president said, I want the guns. We're not going to do this. And we weren't even allowed a hearing on it in the state, in the House of Representatives, in the people's house. Now, why wouldn't you want to put more people secure? And, you know, you enjoy that at CNN. You enjoy the fact that you can't walk into the headquarters of CNN. There's an armed guard out front. Sure.
But you can't put an arm. You can't put an armed guard at the House. I don't want to get into a back and forth with you, sir, but you couldn't put an armed guard at the House last night in Texas, where the guy, because he didn't want to stop shooting his guns, went over and executed half the people in the House. Executed five people, including an 8-year-old child. There's no armed guard there.
Tell me, I don't know the situation there, but tell me how you get the guns back. How do you get them out? There's so many guns out there. I just think that we've got a mental health issue in this country. We ought to address that.
Well, there you go, going at it with Little Jimmy, as we call him, over at CNN. Little Jimmy Acosta. You know, the congressman does raise a good point, a valid point, actually, and I appreciate the congressman not shying away from the fact that he's a man of faith, and he says, hey, look, this is a spiritual problem facing the country. Not only that, we let all these mentally insane people out onto our streets instead of hospitalizing these people where they ought to be. And now everybody's in danger. So there you go. By the way, have you been following this weird story? This is Stephen Crowder, who is the Christian comedian. Man, is he's been through it. There's all these allegations that he verbally assaulted his pregnant wife. And I've seen the video, and it is ugly. And so now... And then there's the big brouhaha between Stephen Crowder and Candace Owens over at Daily Wire. So now former staffers are saying he was a horrible human being, that he was terrible to work for, and they say that that he did very inappropriate things while they were employed for him. By the way, Crowder is Canadian, originally from Canada. And he claims to be a devout Christian. You can watch the videos and decide that for yourself. But there's some weird stuff going on with that guy. And again, I would say this, and the allegations of lewd behavior and all that nonsense. Just do your homework, folks. I mean, if you're going to invest in somebody like a Stephen Crowder, do your homework. I mean, this is terrible. What an ugly situation that is. All right, we got to scoot out of here, folks. By the way, they caught that bad guy in Memphis, Tennessee, so looks like the all clear has been sounded. Good news there. What a mess, and what a day. In the meantime, check out ToddStearns.com, ladies and gentlemen, and we will see you tomorrow.
Constant Contact's digital marketing tools help small businesses keep up, excel, and grow. And now you can give yours a big push with SMS marketing. Send timely offers and important updates that break through and get a response. Use our automation and AI to know what to say, when to say it, and send it automatically. Constant Contact takes the guesswork out of marketing and delivers the tools to help the small stand tall. Visit ConstantContact.com to get started for free today. Constant Contact's marketing tools and technology make it easier than ever to drive big results for your small business. From list growth and email to SMS and social media, it's all powered by advanced automation and AI capabilities that help you grow your business more effectively. Plus, we've got the reporting you need to see what's working and what's not, so you can adjust along the way. Constant Contact is the digital marketing solution you need to keep up, excel, and grow. Try it for free today at ConstantContact.com.